Carl Thomas, seeks a special use exception and a variance for an accessory dwelling unit with a floor area greater than 1,000 square feet or 50% of the floor area of the single-family dwelling located on the same lot. Sections 115-20A, 15C, and 115-23 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Hurdle Ditch Road, approximately 713 feet south of Johnson Road. The 911 address is 22673 Hurdle Ditch Road in Harbison. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 10, Parcel 70.12. The applicant is seeking, along with the special use, an 80-square-foot variance from the 1,000-square-foot maximum allowable square footage for an accessory dwelling unit. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp, I'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Carl Thomas at 22673 Hurdle Ditch Road, Harbison, Delaware, 19951.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
I have some pictures here, if I may submit.
Sure, you can give them to Ms. Norwood.
So just to kind of give you a quick history of, so currently in the existing dwelling, my 90-year-old mother and 68-year-old sister currently reside there. My mother has dementia. My sister is mentally handicapped and has dementia. I'm a nurse. My wife is a special ed teacher. We provide care for them in addition to our two adult children. We kind of rotate and take turns. Our intention now is to, we'd like to build a house there because my mother just celebrated her 90th birthday two weeks ago, and she's still very able-bodied, but she's not able-minded. We have a security camera within the main living area of the house. She's been climbing up on the kitchen countertops. She's a cuckoo clock off the wall and hit her in the head, so there's certainly some safety concerns there. And we need to be more present. If you notice, when we got the C of O and we were doing everything, I knew that County Council was considering new ADU criteria. We kind of had, you hear things, in Sussex County, what you think it's going to be, and we tried to comply with everything that it was going to be. In the ordinance, it says 980, or it says living space or floor space. Living space, there's many industries that identify that as interior wall area. That's where you live within your interior walls. So that's where we ended up with 980 square feet. As you can see on the survey from Atwell Engineers, when they came out, they verified that. They came inside the house, measured the interior square footage, and it came in at 980. I understand the county now that they use the exterior dimensions, but we can't live to the exterior walls. So that was an oversight on our part. I have spoken to all my neighbors. They're all very on board with it. Bill and Betty Hurdle, they really like the house that's there, and I showed them the plans of the new house that we're getting ready to build. They like it. The neighbors on our right, if you're on Hurdle Ditch Road to the side, Jeannie and Tom, they actually would like to duplicate what we did for her mother. I've spoken to several other neighbors down the road, Rick and Diane. They're also on board. And several others, have come by and said, hey, what's the sign all about? And, we just talked to them. Nobody's been in opposition. Everybody's been, very supportive. Certainly fits in with the character of the neighborhood. I think what we're trying to do will only enhance, surrounding property values. Our main concern is getting on the property as soon as possible because my mother's mental capacity is deteriorating. We kind of push things a little bit with COVID and everything else, because one of the things that's very important when taking care of dementia patients is when they're at a certain level of cognition, you have to get them into a new environment so that they can acclimate. Once they've gotten to a point where they can no longer understand certain things and you bring them into a strange environment, they never acclimate. I can tell you that from experience. I was a director of nursing for a long-term care facility taking care of memory patients. And, so there was an urgency there on our part to get her there. And she has settled in. Prior to moving there, she had a house in Milford. In a six-month period, she was in the hospital four times, all related to falls, trip hazards. This house, I designed it from the ground up to take out the trip hazards. Everything inside is handicap accessible, and they've been living there a little over a year, and we've had zero falls and zero hospitalizations. Additionally, the house is built to be very energy efficient. I know it's also a drive within the county to make new construction as energy efficient as possible. Our ACH 50 on the house was less than 2. We were like 1.7, 1.8. And turns out we actually had a hole in a ductwork up in the attic, so it was actually much less than that. So to do that, the exterior walls are very thick on that house. They're 9 inches thick. And so it's a very tight house, very well insulated. In doing that, you go from the exterior footprint, you really choke down your living space. And so that's what ended up happening. As far as the other criteria within the application, the lot size doesn't really contribute in any way. I mean, we have a large lot. We have 2.78 or 2.7 some acres there, so we certainly have enough land to do what we're anticipating to do or hoping to do. It could have been developed within strict conformity. It's just two different ways of measuring living space. I guess not created by the applicant. Again, it doesn't state in the county ordinance that we use exterior wall dimensions. It says living space or max floor space. It doesn't say that anything about exterior wall dimensions in there. spoke to the character of the neighborhood. It certainly fits in with everything that's there. And the neighbors have welcomed it with open arms. And it's certainly the minimum variance. I just need a variance of the 80 square feet to use that as an ADU. And it meets all the other criteria of the ADU ordinance, where it'll be less than 50% of the dwelling that we plan to use as the primary. Essentially it.
Questions?
I do have one, and I know what you're applying for, but it does say here on the accessory dwelling units, it does say the existing dwelling, and then it says the proposed accessory dwelling is 1,000 square feet. Am I understanding this correctly, or?
No, I think the drawing that I've got says proposed principal dwellings, 6,000 square feet, site plan. And then the actual existing structure is the one that he would be using as the accessory dwelling unit. Am I correct there?
That is correct.
Okay. Yes. So what happens is currently it's fine, but once he adds the dwelling, that's when one of them's got to be accessory, and because the current dwelling unit is greater than 1,000 square feet, he's got to get a variance for that.
So this is just backwards on this criteria for accessory dwelling units. I was reading it. It does say the accessory dwelling unit is 6,000 square feet. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I submitted two applications, and it was I wasn't sure. I'm sorry.
When did you build the what will now be the accessory dwelling unit?
We got the CFO on that in, I want to say it was November of 23. I know the new ADU ordinance came out in June of 24. Again, I knew what was being worked on, and we were our time frame for building, because we had to move money around and do things to be able to do this, I was waiting for that to happen, but.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. May I have a seat? Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13090 for Mr. Carl Thomas. Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve it. Would you like two motions, Mr. Sharp?
You can do it in the same.
Do it in a single. I'd like to approve both the request for the special use exception and for the variance for the accessory dwelling unit. I believe that that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variance represents a minimum variance to afford relief. I also believe that for the special use exception, that it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Lovengoth.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too. Vote of 5-0, sir, your case is approved.
Mr. Chair, if I may, before we adjourn, I want to say it's been a privilege and an honor to sit on the Board of Adjustment with previous boards and certainly this board. I want to thank the staff for the great job that you do every day. These cases are unique. They're all unique along the way, and it's been an education and a privilege to be here. I'd be remiss if I didn't thank Mr. Sharp and others for addressing the double front issue regarding lots, and I'd like that on the record before we adjourn. So thank you all very much.
Thank you, Dr. Parson.
Thank you, Dr.
Echo Dr. Carson's words. Thank you very much for holding my hand for through a lot of this, and it's been a good experience.
Yes, it has. So with that,